Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
We'll throw to Josh Conway for Harmac Holmes, who's with the coach of the Tigers in Daniel Fraser. But Buzz, give us the reserve score first because we can't see the scoreboard.
No worries, Gingy. 12-12-84, Grovedale. Lara just the 1-4-10. So this is all as good as done. But Fraser, I'm sure you'll be hoping for a similar scoreline in the 2 o'clock game. But welcome back to K-Rock Footy, mate. I asked Shane Stone the same question. How have you approached this little season pause with the group? Did you change anything up as far as training loads and management of the group went?
What we did was we tried to keep it as normal as we can without a game situation. We probably increased our match play during the week at training. We did a Saturday session, which was a pretty solid session, but sort of the Tuesday, Thursday stuff, we tried to keep it as normal, and there's no right or wrong way to go about it. It was like a first time for not only Grovedale, but every club. But yeah, we tried to keep it as normal as we could.
And what about today? What are you expecting from this Lara outfit? Have you poured over much vision during the break?
I've been lucky because they actually play us most weeks before we play the opposition, so I've had a really good look at them, and I've got to see them most weeks. So, yeah, they've definitely got some good top enders there. Obviously, Day's one to watch. Weagle's a good player. They've got a couple of very good midfielders there, which we'll keep an eye on during the day. So, we've certainly got a lot of respect for Lara, and they've done really well. They're certainly on the improve, and we certainly won't be underestimating them.
Braze, welcome back to K-Rock Footy. Great to be talking to you. When we departed here, I think it was April 17, and you'd scored a nice victory against Bell Park and knocked over, as you like to call them, one of the big seven. You would never have thought you'd be 5-1 after six, did you?
Oh, I thought we'd improve. I probably would have just rocked up in round seven if we were 5-1. I would have said see you in six rounds. So, look, really happy with the improvement and quite comfortable where we're sitting. And, hopefully... the restart of the season today, we'll be able to kick off again.
You've got two debutants. Tell us a little bit about Seth Figet and also Brady Ferguson.
So Seth's come down from Hamilton in the Hampden League via St Mary's, looking for some opportunities, play a bit of senior footy, gets his opportunity. He's a outside mid. He'll probably spend a bit of time on the wing and a little bit of time across half forward. He's got some real leg speed, and he's a really nice user of the footy, and he's been really consistent in our reserves for the last 6 weeks and gets his opportunity today. Brady Ferguson's a Geelong Falcons listed player, key forward, and he'll spend a bit of time through the ruck today, come through the Grovedale Junior program, and we're really happy to give another one of our young kids a senior debut today.
Talking about the Falcons, you've got, I think, 5 Falcons listed out here today, and I think another 3 or 4 running around tomorrow against the Gippsland Power.
Yeah, we've got 9 all up now that Tom's spending a bit of time down there, so... as you said, 5 in today. And look, the good thing for us from a footy club perspective, they've actually come in and played senior GFL footy and really handled their own. So we've been really happy with the way they're going. And at 18 and 19 years of age, you know, the real upside when they're 21, 22 years of age, we think we're going to have a really good group of footballers in that area that are going to complement the future of our footy club.
We don't call him Tom Gillett up here anymore, Fraser. It's K-Rock's own. So when I say to you, the decision for K-Rock's own to play here today rather than the Falcons, how does that come about during the week? Who's in that discussion, and how did you arrive at him playing with you and not with the Falcons?
So the situation, obviously Tom's played the last couple of weeks at the Falcons. We haven't played, so he's been down there. Basically, it's Tom's call. So he's got no pressure from us to play at Grovedale. He's got no pressure from the Falcons to stay there. Their understanding of the situation, he's obviously coming to their program late. So we're quite comfortable with him making the decision at the moment on a week-by-week basis. Look, the time will probably come in the next few weeks where he might have a light bulb moment and decide what he wants to do more permanently. But at this stage, it's just on a week-by-week. And he makes that decision on his own. We might have a bit of a chat about it, the different sides of it from the Falcons' point of view and from a Grovedale point of view. And Paul Corrigan's obviously talking to him down there. But, yeah, it's basically Tom's decision.
For Harmac Holmes, we're speaking with Grovedale coach Daniel Fraser. He's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon, Matthew. How are you?
Always good to speak to you. Good to speak to good people. Mate, there's always talk about your forward half and, you know, the scoring that you've got. You're second in the comp, 603 or 608 scores for. You're averaging 101. and obviously, you know, you got the big powerhouses down there. But your back half's been impressive as well. I think you're ranked third in the comp for score against, and you're only letting through a measly 65 points a game. So a lot of credit's got to come from your back half as well.
Yeah, and the fact that they've been able to repel each week, and it obviously gives their forwards more opportunity to score. So it gets the game on our terms more often. But we've been really happy with our setups behind the ball, and our matchups have been really good. And we've got a really good seven guys that rotate through the back half at the moment. And you probably see Paddy Knott's probably one of those guys who's coming through the twos today. He's coming back from a hamstring. So we've got a little bit of depth down there, and we like the mix of players we've got there. We've got Campy, who's that bigger, stronger key defender, along with Bakes, and then a Timmy Delaney who sort of can play on their third tall, and then we've got a couple of little blokes that create a bit of run for us. So we like the mix that we've got down there. We can cover most options for teams in their forward line.
Obviously, you would have watched a fair bit of them, as you said, and Mitch Day is obviously their key to their scoring avenue. I think I'll be making this percentage up, but they'd go to him three quarters of the time, I reckon, every time in their forward half. So obviously that would be a key focus for your backs. Who gets him? Who gets him first up?
Jack Baker will be first up on Mitch Day, so yep, he'll get first crack at him, and hopefully a bit of support from his teammates around him.
Yep, excellent.
Not everybody would have read the article at krockfootball.com.au about a couple of injuries and a couple of ones that hopefully aren't too long in terms of Braden Mitchell, and you have to remind me, I wrote the article, I can't remember who the other one was.
Jacob Lovegrove.
Jacob Lovegrove, he was very good in round one against Bell Park, memory serves me correct. Just talk to us about those two and where they're at, please, Fraser.
So Jacob had a dislocated ankle against St. Joey's in their last game before the break. It's gone back in pretty cleanly, so we're hoping he'll be back in, you know, a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, but he certainly creates a little bit of toughness down there in our forward line, something that we really like down there from him. Braden Mitchell's about 3 weeks off. He's got a broken hand from the St. Joey's game. He didn't actually realise he'd done it till the Sunday when he had a sore hand, so he played the game out. So we're hopeful he'll be back in about 3 weeks' time.
So you're 5-1. You play an opposition that's lower on the ladder. They've had a couple of wins, Lara, but this is, for this modern Grovedale, this is a new test for you, that how do you handle a lower opposition and how do you take care of business? Is that something you've had to talk to the boys about, saying, hey, this is not just roll up and get 4 points?
Yeah, no, we've just touched on making sure we respect the opposition, respect our direct opponent. And the moment we take our foot off the pedal and we don't show any respect, that's the moment we'll get them. At the end of the day, I've said this a few times, but, you know, we've had 6 weeks of good footy, and that doesn't change the perception of where we've been in the past. So it's really important as part of that process of gaining respect through the Geelong footy community that we put our best foot forward in these games, and we haven't got the runs on the board to relax and just get through against these teams. We've still got to play our best footy.
Yep. And how wrapped with the Geelong medical staff are you that they've actually been able to keep all their big blokes on the field for most of the season, and that Ryan Abbott hasn't even had to have a sniff at VFL level?
Oh, I might have to drop a Christmas card off or drop a slab off to whoever's in charge down there on about December 24, I reckon.
You've worked out well for you.
I got the indication earlier in the year that Ryan would probably spend more time with us than he wouldn't due to their big man stocks. So, we probably expected to lose him for a few before this, but I did sort of have a bit of inside info there that we'd see him more often than we wouldn't. And to have him for six, and this is his seventh today, I probably didn't expect that. But I'm certainly not going to be challenge along to change their plans, let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Make hay while the sun shines. Fraser, we really appreciate your time. Obviously, we've had a little bit to deal with Grovedale this year, which has been fantastic. You're probably one of the more publicised clubs, and that's all for the positive reasons at the moment. But I think, can I see, Buzz, you waving your hands down there? Do I need to go back to you? No,
Tom.
That's right. Saw a bit of hammer. Fraser, really appreciate your time. Well done on what you've achieved so far, but still a lot of footy to be played. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, guys, and good luck with the call, and we'll talk later.
Daniel Fraser joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, do you have titled land? Harmac Homes can have you on site within 12 weeks. Visit harmachomes.com.au for your local display centre, and of course your dream, their commitment. It's the Harmac way. David Woods and all the team at Harmac Homes, supporters of K-Rock Football.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.